Zoomorphosis Podcast 13. Jar Wobble presents the inspiration of William Blake. Welcome to Zoomorphosis Podcast 13, which will take a look at the 1996 album by Jar Wobble, the inspiration of William Blake. Jar Wobble, born John Joseph Wardle, first came to the attention of a wider public when he joined John Lydon's Public Image Limited as bass player in 1978. Although he left after only 2 years, the combination of post-punk and dub music was to have an important influence on Wobble's subsequent career. After a period as an underground train driver, that career was revived with the 1989 release of Without Judgment, and Wobble engaged in a number of projects, becoming quite prolific from the mid-90s onwards, experimenting with a number of cultural influences, including Chinese music and English folk songs. It is that willingness to experiment that makes the inspiration of William Blake much less an unusual choice than it may first appear. Taking his cue from that other Londoner, Wobble was born in Whitechapel in the East End. Wobble is clearly attracted by the combination of antinomian politics, metropolitan nous, and visionary experience. As he writes in his commentary on Blake's The Good and Evil Angels, which prefaces the lyrics to the inspiration of William Blake, Wobble is attracted to the earlier artist's contrary vision. Blake demonstrates the perfect balance between heaven and earth, good and evil, man and woman, yin and yang, two archetypal forces moving against each other and yet in harmony. Both are separate yet contain each other. Neither can live without the other, and therefore nor could human life. Both inform one another as they move into each other, unconscious into conscious and back again. What would light be without dark? And when all is dark, where is wisdom? The 13 tracks of Inspiration were recorded at 30 Hertz Studios in the Chapel. Wobble working with Jackie Liebertzeit on drums, Justin Adams on guitar, Neville Murray on percussion and a number of other musicians throughout the album. Wobble mixes relatively straight adaptations of Blake's poems, primarily from Songs of Innocence and of Experience, but also The Marriage of Heaven and Hell and Auguries of Innocence, with tracks that take Blake more loosely as their inspiration, such as Bananas and The Kings of Asia. Here I'll look briefly at a selection of the tracks, beginning with the second on the album, Lonely London. Liebertzeit and Murray's percussion on the track creates a wonderful feel to this vision of London, reminiscent of samba, or perhaps even the Burundi drumming that Malcolm McLaren impishly poached from Adam and the Ants to promote his 1980s new wave group, Bow Wow Wow. After the multicultural, exotic London marked in the vibrant opening to the track, the mood shifts strongly as Wobble's sinister voice recites Blake's London and lines from the Proverb of Hell over Mark Fader's synthesized atmospheres. After the gentle, and unfortunately slightly tedious voice of childhood in the first track, Songs of Innocence, Wobble is much more effective as the voice of the devil. However, lest we become too tempted by such diabolism, the following song, Bananas, offers a delightfully light, nonsensical, and rhythmic dance track. The dub strain, evident throughout the album, is used to particularly impressive effect on Tiger Tiger.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright. in the forests on the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame the fearful symmetry?
The lyrics of this track are pretty much straight Blake, but Wobble's musical interpretation is one of the boldest and most original ever to be released. This tiger is a jaunty beast of the jungle, one confident enough to declaim in a Cockney accent against a calypso chorus. The answer to Wobble's ever so slightly adapted question, "Did he who make the lamb really make thee?" cannot be anything other than yes. But this is a creator laid back and poised in a laconic universe in which tigers are a portion of eternity too great for the eye of man to see. This is, quite rightly, the track from Inspiration that is most widely known. The last track to be considered here, and also the last track of the album, Auguries of Innocence, lacks the easy familiarity of Tiger Tiger, but is a resounding and remarkable climax to the album.
See a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. A rubbing redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage. A dove house filled with doves and pigeons shudders hell through all its regions. A dog starved at his master's gate predicts the ruin of the state. A horse misused upon the road calls to heaven for human blood.
Wobble's dramatic, even melodramatic declamation of Blake's couplets embellishes the powerful lines of the auguries over an extraordinary soundscape. Again, Wobble's Cockney voice is confident, proud, defiant, and also sympathetic, immensely flexible as it performs Blake's verse. It is a fallacy, of course, though I'm sure one that also occurred to Wobble himself. But listening to his melodic speech, one is tempted to believe this would be as Blake would sound were he to speak those words. The musical textures that interweave the lyrics are hypnotic, intricate, sometimes soothing, sometimes menacing, creating a sense of space and time beyond words that intimates the eternity and infinity with which Blake begins one of his most popular poems. Perhaps what is even more astonishing is the fact that, by the end of the track, that wonderful music disappears, and we are left where Wobble himself must have begun, with the words and inspiration of William Blake.
The winners shout, the losers curse, dance before dead England's hearse. Every night and every morn some to misery are born. Every morn and every night some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night. We are led to believe a lie when we see not through the eye, which was born in a night to perish in a night when the soul slept in beams of light. God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day?